Hello, this is Rosalind Croucher. I'm the President of the Australian Law Reform Commission. And as it's approaching the end of 2012, I wanted to give a short reflection on the year and to say a thanks to a lot of people who've played such an important role in our work over the past year. Well, first of all, to say the thanks. We've had such an amazing contribution from people. Each year I reflect upon this and think how lucky we are to command such respect both from the legal community and the broader community. We are constantly rewarded by the willingness of people to engage through consultations time and time again, through submissions, often from people in organisations that are very time poor, and yet you continue to work with us from one inquiry to the next. Without that kind of contribution, we just couldn't generate the quality of the work we do. So to all of you who've played such a key role in your submissions and consultations, our stakeholders, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But on top of that, we've got lots of other people that help us. For each inquiry, we pull together an expert panel or advisory committee, and all of you participate with us. Again, pro bono, out of the dedication of your work and engagement and wish to be involved in key processes of law reform. You are great too, and thanks to you all. Everybody who makes a submission or consults with us or participates through our committees is listed in our report, which is a very small token of thanks for your key role, but an acknowledgement of the role that you do in fact play with us. I also need to thank my commissioners who've worked on the inquiries over the time. In 2012, we began by saying goodbye to Terry Flew, Professor Terry Flew from QUT in Queensland, who had led the inquiry into classification. That inquiry was completed in March and the report tabled early in that month, and Terry then returned to his work at the university. We also were able to welcome Susan Ryan, the Age Discrimination Commissioner, who was given a second hat as a part-time commissioner to work with the ALRC on the Barriers to Work for Older Australians inquiry. Quite a mouthful, but Susan as Age Discrimination Commissioner was perfect to work with us as a part-time commissioner. And that work over the year has been very productive, and we lead into the new year in our final stage of that work with a report in March. But the other commissioner I need to thank is Professor Jill McHugh, who joined us in March to lead the copyright inquiry, an inquiry that is a very big one, like the classification one, and that will continue right through next year with a report in November 2013. So lots of thanks, and also to the marvellous team I work with at the ALRC, all of the legal officers, and all of the inquiry support team. It's a small team, but I like to describe them as a team of elite, like a team of elite athletes, for the quality of their work and their dedication to their training, which is constantly tested in the process of law reform. So in terms of the specific inquiries, I mentioned that we finished classification. We also finished the second of our family violence reports, and the report in that inquiry, the Commonwealth Family Violence Inquiry, was launched by the Attorney General in Parliament House in February. That completed a big chapter in ALRC work in the arena of family violence, it being the second of the family violence reports, in all amounting to 289 recommendations for reform over those two inquiries. So the age barriers team has been heading through 2012 with an issues paper, then a discussion paper, and we're now in the final report mode. I'm the commissioner in charge of that inquiry. And Jill McHugh leading the copyright team, working into the new year with a discussion paper to be released in the earlier part of the year. The copyright team also made history in the launch of an e-publication with the issues paper, which is downloadable for tablets. So, great work on the inquiry front. At the other end, I should mention our interns. We have a very vibrant and active intern program, and the quality of our interns is extraordinary. We bowled over by the number of people who apply, and it's very exciting to read their CVs. I must say, sometimes it's extremely daunting to see how accomplished all of the young applicants are for our internships. In summer we had five, over first semester four, and in second semester another four. And they're drawn from Australian universities, but also internationally. We had one intern from Harvard, one from Michigan, one from Indonesia. And that continues the pattern of our intern population. Their contribution is also very valuable to us, and all of our interns are listed in our reports. Well, heading into next year, what's on the agenda? First, we have to finish the age barriers inquiry, and then the vital work in the final two stages of the copyright work. So at the end of 2012, what can I say? Well, it completes 38 years of law reform by the Australian Law Reform Commission, an enduring contribution not only to law, but also, from my point of view, a massive contribution to legal history. And for my small part in that history, I am very, very proud of that work. So thank you to everyone for your extraordinary contribution and support to our ongoing, very important work. Have a wonderful festive season, and I look forward to seeing you all in the new year. So that's it from me. Goodbye from Rosalind Croucher.